Praised be Jesus and Mary. In both readings today, we hear about fasting. Now, fasting is critically important to our spiritual lives. You know, it goes hand in hand with prayer and almsgiving. So if we really want to grow in prayer, it's going to require self-denial. Our fasting serves both as a means of penance for sin and of disciplining the body. But at the same time, it needs to end in something that's even greater, and that is in the way that we live our lives. We heard in the first reading about the kind of fasting that was being done by some of the Israelites. You know, they were wondering why. You know, if they sit in sackcloth and ashes, God wasn't hearing their prayers. And the Lord answers, it's because of the way that you act, you know, when you fast. And if you're driving your laborers and striking people, you know, if you're angry and being mean, you know, if you're being self-centered, what good is your fasting? If it's leading you to be uncharitable and more selfish, then it's having exactly the opposite effect of what it's supposed to have. You know, the idea of fasting is self-denial and hungering for God. You know, the Lord is telling us that we need to fast, but that it needs to be in the proper manner. If we're going to be fasting, you know, it needs to end in greater virtue. If all we focus on is the fasting, then we're going to think we're doing something heroic just because we're allowing ourselves to feel a little hunger. And if that's all we're focused on, the result's not going to be fruitful. But if our focus is on the Lord, then our fasting will actually have a greater effect. You know, the fasting is not an end in itself. It's merely a means to an end, so that we need to look at, what we need to look at is not merely the fasting, because when we're feeling hungry, it's very easy to focus on self, especially the belly, and this is the last thing that we want to do. What we need to focus on is the heart, not the belly. To focus on the Lord, not ourselves. In today's gospel, the Lord tells us we need to fast. Remember, you know, the bridegroom has been taken away from us. And this is not something which is optional for us. But our fasting needs to have a proper focus, a right purpose. It has to end in greater holiness. So, you know, is our fasting or other Lenten penances causing us to be impatient, angry, or mean to people? Or are they ending up in a deeper prayer, a greater virtue, and more charity? You know, the Lord is looking for some good fruit to come out of our fasting. So if we're merely focused on our own bellies, and or if we're focused on the fasting as an end in itself, then it's not going to end in something profitable. But if we're focused on why we are fasting and we're offering it to the Lord and seeking Him, then our fasting is going to have a very profitable result, which will be very evident in our own lives, not only to ourselves, but especially to the people around us. You know, they're going to be very quick to see whether our fasting is having a proper effect, whether there's a greater charity or not. You know, that's the way we gauge the quality of our fasting. The Lord makes that very clear in Isaiah, that the kind of fasting He wishes is to get rid of injustice and any lack of charity. And if we're not, then our fasting's not going to be pleasing to the Lord, because it's either being done for the wrong reason or because our focus is not where it belongs. Our focus in fasting needs to remain on Christ, on a spiritual hunger more than a physical hunger, and uniting ourselves to Christ through greater prayer and virtue.